Good morning. It's 9:47 a.m. on Sunday, the 17th of December, 2017. It's a bit chilly out this morning. It's a bit chilly out this morning. It's damp. It's wet. Let me put this away. It's beginning to burn off, which is good. When I got up this morning, it was decidedly unpleasant. But sidewalks are beginning to dry up. The streets only have splotches of wet on them now. It's not actively precipitating anymore, so it was good. I waited. I took the kid to work. And came out to do the walk. Well, I took the kid to work, and then I went and got groceries, and then I came out to take the walk. So it's been a full morning already, and it's not even 10 o'clock. My nose is running. My nose has run. So I finished the book I was talking about yesterday. It's Cumulus by Elliot Pepper, P-E-P-E-R. Only two P's, not three. P-E-P-E-R. And, I'm of two minds about it. It was relatively well done. I'll give him credit for that. The dialectic at the last bit was a bit over the top. The villain was transparently predictable from the earliest, probably largely because some of the early chapters were from his perspective. And it was I don't know. Yeah, I sort of get it. I'm not sure Pepper really made the case. I gotta be a little bit. I gotta give him a little bit of slack because his villain was a lot less cardboard than David Burnside was. Of course, we never really saw inside Burnside. We never really saw what he was about. We never really saw him directly. We only saw him through Ishmael's eyes. So that was that would have been very difficult to make him give any clue as to his inner mental state other than what he evinced, which was quite disturbing and unfortunately way too common, which was sort of the point. So yeah, I finished it and then went on to Perils of Prague. Yeah, Perils of Prague is okay, it's pretty pulpy. If you like your steampunk, pulpy, chewy, Well, this is it. It's really, I'm really enjoying it. I think I'm about halfway through it already. I've just been burning it. Because it is such a fun read. I don't make any claims that this is anything but a popcorn read. But man, I'm going through the popcorn like crazy here. So yeah, Perils of Prague, Doc Coleman. If you're not into steampunk, then this is definitely not going to work for you, but it's very steampunky. Explosions and theater collapses. Frantic racing through the streets of Prague in a carriage. It's... yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I still don't know what the character's name is. Because it's carefully... it's carefully hidden. I don't know if I'll learn before the end of the book or not, but it is... it's supposed to be something rude and obscene. I can't wait to find out, if I ever do, I can't wait to find out what it might be. So yeah, Perils of Prague. Grab a sample, see what you think. As I used to say back in the old days when I was doing reviews. Snooze. Not snooze. Snows. My nose is running. I got some heat built up inside the jacket, but it's the breeze is blowing down my neck and it's kind of chilling me. It's chilling me off, man. It's chilling. Ah, yeah. Oh, look, this guy. I saw a lot of geese earlier. There was a flock of probably 100 geese off in the distance when I was coming back from the grocery store. And then when I came out to take the picture, it was a flock of about 30, 40 geese going over. And they were in one long great V, so they just, every once in a while you'd hear a honk. And then one leg of the V broke off. And boy, they had quite the conversation about that. But as typical, then not when I was recording. One day I'll be walking along and there'll be a noisy flock of geese go overhead. Maybe. Of course, the problem is that the walk path is not where they take off or land. They're pretty quiet where they land. But when they take off, they tend to be a bit boisterous. And until they get organized into their V, and then they're quiet again. Oh. That was interesting. I just walked past the cul-de-sac. There's a mail truck working today. Sunday delivery. Trying to walk fast because I want to get back. I had first breakfast. I haven't had second breakfast yet. I am hungry. I got a piece of leftover quiche from the night. I'll probably have that. Got a ham bone to go in the oven today. Ham and yams. And probably some calabacitas. Because I picked up some delightfully tender young zucchinis at the store. So saute them up with some olive oil and some red pepper and a bit of onion. Some chili powder. We'll see what happens. I'm drooling now just thinking about it. Oh, get ready. Sit with me. I'll post, okay? Oh. Anyway, so yeah, writing. Oh, I spent some quality time with the manuscript last night. It was rather delightful. It's one of the reasons I want to get back. I want to spend a little more quality time with it today than I have been in several weeks. Today is the 17th. I have until the end of the year. I'm giving myself a deadline. Gotta get it done by the end of the year. First draft, don't get excited, Jesus. Done for me is not ready for you. I have to have a first draft. I have to get the draft written so that I can figure out what it says and then make it right in the second pass. It's coming right down. It's counting down to about 100,000 words, so it's about the same size as all the rest. Neighborhood cats running down the sidewalk in front of me here. We've got a couple of outdoor cats. I suspect they're feral, who hang out in the neighborhood. I think one of them just likes to peek in our patio door because it aggravates the other cats. Unleash the Kraken. I did zip my coat. There's a big fifth wheel. These guys have two big garden sheds. It's like about a 30-foot fifth wheel in the backyard here. So I'm at the walking, not talking stage of my walk this morning. What a morning. It's shaping up to be pretty nice. There's still like a lot of clouds, but there are little hints of the blue sky coming through some of the wispier patches. Oh, one thing I have to do is stop trying to deal with people on Facebook. Jack Jaffe, who's actually a really sweet guy. I know him in person. I've met him, he and his wife Teresa, a couple times. Mostly at Balticon. And he's very, very earnest guy. Unfortunately, I'm not quite sure of his sources of information. Well, actually, I'm pretty sure of his sources of information. And they're not sources I would consider trustworthy. So I got into it with him yesterday. I also got into it with him in a closed group. About the EMF risk from the use of cell phones because of California's recent release of a guidelines to protect yourself from cell phone radiation document that was forced to be released by a Freedom of Information lawsuit. And so it's out there, and the members of the group are holding this up as proof that there is a significant risk from EMF radiation, when in fact I don't. There doesn't seem to be any actual legitimate research into it. National Cancer Institute has zero. There doesn't seem to be a vector to make that happen. Although cell phone users do get cancer, which the problem with that is that it's not, it's really hard to say it was caused by cell phone use. And trying to explain that, you know, if you're aware that there's a problem with it, and when you use your cell phone, you have that problem, that's not exactly evidence. It could very well be placebo. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. It's a Monday, and it's therapy day, so with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.